Good morning. Welcome to PCC, where we are worshiping Jesus Christ, living out God's, the Father's love and transforming community by the Holy Spirit. I'm glad to see you here. Glad for this beautiful day. It's remembering the saints. It was All Saints Day on Friday. And so we are remembering our saints today. It's also World Communion Day on Friday. That'll come up again just because we're breaking bread. We're also having communion. And you can take communion via one of these pods. If you don't feel comfortable coming up and taking communion via intinction, which means taking off a piece of the bread and dipping it in the cup. I got a couple announcements. First, right after this service, there's it's a potato bar. There's all kinds of stuff you can put on potato. So there's all kinds of stuff in that room right there. So join us for the potato bar. This Wednesday is lunch munch. Man, there's actually a little mistake right there. You actually make reservations with Jane Bates. We're finding it's difficult to go to restaurants these days because the servers don't want to deal with dividing the checks 15, 20 ways. If you could bring as close to exact change as you can to make it simpler on the server. Next Sunday is Stewardship Sunday. These were put in the mail over the weekend. You'll be getting them this week. This is the time of year where we ask you to prayerfully reflect, prayerfully consider what you're willing to commit to for the year 2025. And it just makes it easier on us forming a budget and laying out our game plan on how we're going to best live out our mission here of worshiping Jesus Christ, living out the Father's love and transforming community by the Holy Spirit. So please prayerfully consider saying, I would love to partner with this God's local outpost in His kingdom financially. What else is happening? There's a thing coming up, Surviving the Holidays, Pat and Doris. You guys are going to be leading a thing on a Wednesday, Tuesday. Is it a Tuesday or a Wednesday? Tuesday. It's a Tuesday, yeah. It says there, Tuesday, but I was just pop quiz. Everybody relax. We got Operation Christmas Child, Pack a Shoebox, all this stuff. This is a distribution center, and there's plenty of work to be done. And Carlina and Rob Macy and Kathy Burns, they really make us look good to the church, capital C. So please invest some time and help them out. Anything else? Anybody else got anything I've forgotten to say?
Boat on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, there's a little thing. Elaine said there's a couple pages in our hymnal. So I put them on a piece of paper, a half sheet of paper. One's a prayer by Marshall, you know, Peter Marshall. And then the other is a Billy Graham statement. And then on the other side, I just found this really helpful. It's just the Christian Voter's Guide by a man named Brian Zand. You might need readers for this side. If you see this, I need readers. It's kind of small print, but you know, pray about it. Pray about it. All right, let's greet each other in the name of the Lord. Yes, Elaine.
Where are they?
They're back on the table. Yeah, they're back on the table. They're not in there, no. All right, if you're seated, please stand with me. If you're standing, please remain standing and face this direction. I like the community. The only person not listening is my bride, but that's fine. Patty got my bride in trouble. Got in trouble. That's what I'm talking about. We got some Australians in the house. Whoa. We got a bell. That's interesting. I should use the bell. But no, we're saving it for And actually, I actually love it. As we move into November, we move from being set free, which we studied all through October about Joshua being set free and entering into the promised land and getting himself ready and the people of God ready. And now we move into a month of gratitude. Do you hear me? A month of gratitude. Yeah, right? I worked for Reverend John Huffman, actually Reverend Dr. John Huffman, and he would often say, for the follower of Jesus Christ, every day should be Thanksgiving, and every Sunday should be Easter Sunday. And I wholeheartedly agree, especially as we gather our hearts and start moving towards this table, and also as we remember the saints, the brothers and sisters that led us to the saving faith in Jesus the Christ, that told us the good news, that didn't keep it to themselves. As we're about to sing of God's faithfulness, let me read Psalm 146, just the first two verses. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Let's sing of the gratefulness, the faithfulness of God as one voice.
Thank you. we continue in worship, let's sing about it. Before the day, before the light, before the world revolved around the sun, God on high stepped down into time and wrote the story of his love for everyone. He has filled our hearts with wonder so that we always remember.
You and I are made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, you and I choose to believe, then you and I will see we were meant to be.
Evening comes.
bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name.
You're rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your name is great and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness I would be born sing.
10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name.
Time has come. Still my soul will sing Your praise unending.
10,000 reasons and forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship His holy name.
Like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken from my regard. And through it all, my eyes are on You. Through it all, it is well. Through it all, my eyes are on You. It is well with me.
Far be it for me to not believe, even when my eyes can't see. I'm just mountain.
the waves and wind still know his name.
So let go.
So let go, my soul, and trust in him. The waves and wind still know his name. So let go, my soul, and trust in him. The waves and wind still know his name. The waves and wind still know his name.
It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul.
That was beautiful. It's appropriate time to come to the Lord in a time of confession. As we just sang, it is well with my soul. You see, our lives are full of mistakes and regrets. Times when we follow our own desires instead of the Lord. But we are not alone with these mistakes. You see, all of those that came before us also struggled as well with sin. And just as the generation of believers have done, let us now go to God in confession and pray for his forgiveness and grace. So please pray with me. Loving God, you were known to those who came before us, and every generation you raise up men and women to live and to die in their faith. But too often we are indifferent to your will. You call us to proclaim your name, but often we are silent. You call us to do what is just, but we remain idle. You call us to live faithfully, but we are afraid. You offer us your goodness, but we often fill ourselves with selfishness. We are convinced that our best days are behind us, and have stopped believing that you can make all things new again. Help us to remember those from ages past who have served you with conviction, courage, and compassion. May those memories actually strengthen our faith to believe the endless treasures found only with a life lived with you. So, Lord, in your mercy, forgive us. and give us courage once again to follow your ways. We put our eternal hope, faith, and confidence in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Saints, one and all, hear the good news. For by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing, it is a gift of God's. We are forgiven. So now I want to turn your attention to the screen and let us now remember the saints who have joined Kingdom Triumphant by saying this brief statement of faith together. In life and in death, we belong to God. Through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, we trust in the one triune God. Amen. With believers in every time and place. We rejoice that nothing in life or in death can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise as we praise the Lord together with our Gloria Patri.
Please be seated. Well, you're already seated. I don't know about you, but when we sing It As Well With My Soul, we sing that at my mom's memorial. And it's such a deep and rich hymn. But every single time I sing it, I realize it isn't well with my soul. I miss people. Just all kinds of things. We just hit the gas pedal and keep on going, and just to make it through. Just so I don't fall apart. This is the moment in the church calendar where we pause. We hit the pause button. And we say, as one people group, because I always ask how many people are in this room, and it's one. We got one people in this room. And we hurt. And we miss. And it's so amazing what you said, Doris. These people failed too. I'm going to read a name, and then we're going to hear a bell. And the picture will arise on the screen. Actually, let's flip that. Angela Bachmani. Pam McGreery. Gwen Conway. Starlet Atwood. Heidi Gim. Ernest Buzz Coslin. Richard Clark. Scott M. Hemsary.
Let us pray. First, thank you, Lord, for remembering these dear saints, For some of us, they've had an impact on our lives, and we appreciate that. So thank you for all of them. God in you is more love than we can imagine and more grace than we can fathom. You have shown yourself in Jesus Christ as God who meets us where we are and loves us as we are. We are glad for this day and grateful for your many gifts. You bring good things into our lives, more than we can name, more than we can number. You give us the bread of life, sustaining our souls and feeding our deepest hungers. You accompany us on our way. Thank you for your abundant faithfulness. Our hearts are full with many things today. Some need healing. Some need encouragement. Some need comfort. Some need assurance. We all need hope. So we turn to you, asking you to hear our prayers and grant what we need for the living of these days. We pray for our nation, especially this week, as we elect new leaders this Tuesday, and that we may be guided by God's wisdom in our choices, and that we may have peaceful transition of power. We pray for renewed commitments to our common life. Refresh us in the values of your heart: justice, righteousness, compassion, mercy, peace. Help us to find a unity of purpose as citizens and neighbors. We pray for your church in places near and far. May the waters of your grace continually refresh and empower us to extend the love of Jesus to all people. And we pray for the Presbyterian Church USA, for the clarity of our witness and the success of our mission. We pray with thanksgiving for all who reach out and support the many people who continue to deal with the after effects of the hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods. Pray for strength and patience for all people as they try to put their lives back together. Pray for continued assistance to these very needy people. And God, we pray for peace. Peace in this world, where wars would cease. Continue to lift up the people caught in the middle of ideological, cultural, and religious hatred. May they be comfort in God's love and support in caring for those he needs to help. And as we remember those who have gone from our lives this year, let's remember their families and friends with prayers and comfort and peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us stand now for our hymn of praise for all the saints.
See if I can hold it together. Okay. set free last month. Now we're gratitude. Now we're in gratitude. November is such a sweet, sweet month, right? Gratitude, gratefulness. The world changes when you say thank you, right? Your lens changes. And as we can see, you know, there's two terms. There's paradox and there's contradictory. And paradox are two seemingly contradictory terms, ideas, thoughts, or truths. But they run side by side. They're equally true, and they seem to contradict, but they're equally true. We have free will. God is sovereign. Right? Scripture teaches both. We are hurting. We are grateful. Equally true, right? We're coming towards the table. Pain, suffering. Crucifixion of our Lord and Savior. The darkest day of all of humanity. Resurrection, life, freedom, gratitude. Equally true, seemingly contradictory truths. So as we roll into November, I want us this to be a complex place, which it already is, and I'm just going to name it that. I'm just going to label it that. We are grateful people, and we stand on the shoulders of giants. We are hurting people because we miss those giants. Amen? Our first text for this, the text for this morning, we're standing on the shoulders of giants, is out of 2 Timothy. And if anybody doesn't know, the Apostle Paul is up there in years. He's wise. He's actually the greatest missionary the world has ever seen. And that's time-tested. Nobody can even touch it. He's pouring into this young man named Timothy. And he writes this man named Timothy these letters. And in them are solid gold. And I'm going to read a section out of the beginning of the letter, the second letter to Timothy, and a section out of the towards the end of that letter, almost the bookends of this letter. So 2 Timothy, I'm going to first read chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, and then I'm going to go over to chapter 3 and read 14 through 17. And is this ringing? Philip's like, I don't think that you're right. But, well, I love you. Philip is working on fumes. This we did the Heidi Gim Memorial, and the system crashed or broke an hour before that memorial. And so then we got in a backup, and we're borrowing that from our good friend Wayne. And then Wayne hooked us up with another one as a backup to hold on to the next one. And then he tried that yesterday, and it went all wacky. Anybody here for Buzzard Memorial? There were ports where it just went, like crazy like that. He switched it all out again. So you're doing amazing, Philip. And I think you're an amazing man of God. Thank you for your stewardship and your faithfulness. I'm going to read. And this is from 2 Timothy. I thank God whom I serve as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers, recalling your tears. I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded now lives in you also. And then skip towards the end of the letter. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Spirit, preach through me. May my words not be my own, but yours. And you deserve, and please receive all the glory, honor, and credit. And all God's people said, Paul seems so human. Paul seems so human in this letter. He first points out he's in the same spot that we are. He learned it from the saints. He's in tears. Often you see paintings of Paul. He's this strong and mighty warrior looking man with a ZZ Top beard. And he looks tough as nails. And he's just this huge character. But right here he's writing to his little young friend Timothy. And he says, I was handed it just like you. There would be no Paul if it were not for the saints that poured into Paul. I wonder who his list is. Do you have a list in your mind of people that you wouldn't know what's what without them? Yes or no? Me too. Larry, some guy, I don't know his name. He introduced me to Jesus Christ at a roller skating rink in Milford, Massachusetts. That guy's, whoever he is, I wouldn't know Jesus without that guy. My older brother, Chuck. Larry, like I said, I got the guy who said, you're supposed to be a pastor, when I didn't think I was even, I didn't even know what I was supposed to do, Dan Hawkinson. I got this long list, and Paul has that list as well. And so he's writing to Timothy, and he says, I've got tears, and I pray for you when? Day and night. What's that another way of saying? All the time. Every second of every day. He's praying for Timothy and praising God for this young man. And what's it make him think of? Makes him think of his grandmother, Timothy's grandmother, and Timothy's mother, Eunice and Lois. Those are mom's and grandma's names, okay? Right? Who in here knows a Eunice? Right? Is she a grandmother? No? She's an aunt, okay. She will be a grandmother someday, maybe, I don't know. She's a grandmother to somebody. Eunice is a grandma's name, and so is Lois. I love those two names. But I, this just, every, yeah. I don't know if I say it enough. There's a debate on whether women should be in ministry or not. I say I keep my mouth shut because I don't think whether or not should or shouldn't is even a question. Women are in ministry. Women are powerful, powerful conduits, lightning rods. No Eunice, no Timothy. No Lois, no Timothy. No Martin Luther's mom, no Martin Luther. His mom was his hugest influence. Have you heard stories of her? She was a firecracker. When Luther would break the rules or something, not take out the trash or kick the dog or something like that, she would pull her apron over her head and she would cry out on God, on Luther's behalf, Martin Luther's behalf, to God.
She'd be walking around, Martin has done it again, and I pray that you forgive him. Let him go. Yeah, she was a pistol. She was a firecracker. You can't describe Martin Luther without thinking about her mom, his mom. This is the only church I've served as pastor that wasn't started by women. I've served three churches. Two of the three started by women's Bible studies. First, San Marino Community Church, powerful women of the Lord, gathering in a Bible study. The only reason they're a Presbyterian church is because one of the group of seven women was a Presbyterian. And let's try my denomination. McGrath Memorial Congregational Church in Muskegon, Michigan. Right here. Started as a Bible study. Started in a Bible study in a home. Saints, more often than not in my life, it's almost another Mother's Day Sunday. Congratulations, women. And you don't have to be a mother to be celebrated on Mother's Day, right? Because I lost my mom, and you're a mother to me. The church has provided mothers, all kinds of mothers. Sometimes when I don't want it to, but that's another story. Paul's just pointing out, he's pointing out, Timothy, you stand on the shoulders of giants. And then he moves into, what do we do with this idea that these amazing people have given us this amazing message? Well, first of all, we praise God over and over for those, for people. You thank God all the time for that list in your mind where you wouldn't know what's what without those people. And then you listen to them. You listen to those people and you do what they did. You do what they said to do. And then he's got that amazing picture. For since infancy, you've been surrounded by God's presence and God's word. Anybody stood in a waterfall? Anybody stood in an amazing rainstorm? Actually, one time we were camping in Michigan. We were right up here. I forget the name of the town. I think it was Petoskey or something like that. It's right on Lake Michigan. It's right over here. And I think you've heard the story. Have you heard this story before? There's a reason we don't camp. And this is the reason we don't camp. We go up there. At first, we ended up hiking 12 miles while we wanted to just hike 3. And then we get back to our tent, and it's on Lake Michigan, and it's in the summer, and Michigan has these things called thunderstorms that are insane. And there's so much water, there's so much thunder, there's so much lightning. We're in this tent, my son's down in the pit, which means he's just inches off the ground sleeping in a puddle, and my wife and I are on this raised queen mattress, air blow up mattress, and then my daughter's on the other side. And it's boom, boom, boom. There's lightning, 360, all directions. It's boom, 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 boom. It's like a fireworks show. And it's tough to sleep because it's like, and the noise on the rain pipe. And I remember I took the flashlight and I shined it. I opened up the zipper thing and shined it out the window, the screen thingy. And it was like shining into a sheet of white water. It was like we had pitched our tent underneath a waterfall. And it was just, it's coming down on all sides. And I imagine when Paul is talking about since infancy, He has a similar word picture in the power of God's love raining down through ancestors, through the word, through nature. I remember when my son was born, my mother-in-law holding him. Remember, babies can fit in just one arm? She's holding him like this, and I remember her saying out loud, "May his heart beat for Jesus every day of his life." Since infancy, you've been surrounded on all sides by prayer, by the love of God, absolutely, by people of faith praying for you. Go and do what they tell you, they taught you. And then he ends it with, and it's all anchored in Scripture. All of us. All our ancestors. Messed up. Forgiven. Set free by grace. Faith. I think the only real application comes right at that last second. Well, it's been applications all along, right? Just praise God for our saints. Praise God for those people that he put in our lives so that we didn't get wayward and knew where to go, what to do, knew what life was about. Continually praise God for them. Pray that you're pouring into somebody like you've been poured into. Live out what you've been called by God and your saints. And he ends with, do the good work. What does he mean by that? Do the good work. A guy named Donald Miller, he wrote a book called Blue Like Jazz, and they were making a movie about Blue Like Jazz, and he realized the Blue Like Jazz was basically an autobiography. And he realized as they were making this movie, Blue Like Jazz, from this book, Blue Like Jazz, that his life was boring. And so he started to ask the question, what would tell the best story for God? And he started to ask, when he was asked a question, he would try and answer each question with, what would tell the best story for God in his mind? Somebody came up to him and said, hey, would you like to hike Machu Picchu? He said, yeah, that sounds like it would tell a good story for God. And so he hiked Machu Picchu. Would you like to bike across the country of the United States to raise water for wells in Africa? Yeah, that's going to be telling a good story for God. I want to challenge us this morning. With each decision that we're faced with, maybe not ask what would tell the better story for God, maybe which one is good is the lens we are to look through as followers of Jesus. Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Spirit, thank you for the saints that you've put in our lives. We praise you, especially for this morning, for the saints that have gone to be with you. We pray that as we actually exit in a little bit, that by your Spirit and in your Spirit, that We would choose what's good more and more. May we be a people known for our goodness. And all God's people said, as we continue in worship, I invite you right now to join in the adventure with your tithes, gifts, and offerings. This morning's tithes, gifts, and offerings are now received.
You know, it is said, courage is not the absence of fear, but feeling afraid and choosing to do it anyway. I think in the same token, gratitude is not feeling good all the time or faking your feelings. It's feeling how you feel, but choosing to focus on what is good anyway. Be still.
Thank you.
Like I said, on Friday, it was All Saints Day, and on Friday was also World Communion Day. So as we approach the table and as we prepare our hearts and minds to leave and go out and live out what God has just called us to this morning, let's just recognize that this space is holy. Right here. Think about how many saints have come in here as sinners. Actually, sinners transformed into saints that still wrestled with sin. And as they went on their journeys for years and years and years, they went as saints, but they would fall and they would stumble. Have you fallen and you stumbled lately? Welcome. You're amongst family. This could also be called Sinners Anonymous, where we are all clinging to this table and the truths that lie behind it. And also on Friday, it's interesting that All Saints Day and World Communion come at the same day in the liturgical calendar. Think about that. All the saints, all the people that have broken bread here are here. And not only that, but all around the globe. Seated and maybe put your hands out. May God's face shine upon you. May the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit guard and keep you. And may the peace of Christ, the peace that passes all earthly understanding, guard your heart and your mind today, tomorrow, forevermore. Let it be so. Amen.
Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done.